Barnes.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Abhi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Abhi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty listeners, I'm your host, Abhi Goldhawk, and boy, it's real estate today. Man, I'm excited about talking about real estate investing. There's so much to cover. And it seems like we have inventory problems. It doesn't even seem like it. It's the truth. It's what's happening. Where's the market going to be this year? What should we be planning for? Where are the opportunities right now for single family and multifamily investors? Maybe some of you commercial investors out there too, kind of interested to see where those opportunities are. Well, going to answer those questions for you today. And generally, what are some strategies that we should use? You know, just for new real estate investors, if you are an entrepreneur, if you're in business, you've been in business for a little bit of time, thinking to yourself, well, you know, I watched those HGTV shows, the real estate shows on, say, Saturday nights or Sunday nights, and I'm kind of intrigued about what I could do in this space and the returns that I can get and all of these things. Is it really possible, right? What do I need to be aware of? What are some of the top mistakes that real estate investors make that I can avoid to help to ensure my success a little bit more? So I'm going to talk a little bit about today. My guest is Rick Sharga, Executive Vice President of 10X. So I'm going to have him explain a little bit about what 10X is, who he is in a second. But I want everybody to do just this one thing for me. Go to thinkrealty.com. And register for the February event. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I think part of understanding yourself, your investment personality, building a team, finding the right capital, understanding where to find deals, comes from investing in yourself a little bit. You got to do that. So come out to the event, shake some hands. You can shake my hand. You can shake the hands of all the other Think Realty coaches that will be there. And most importantly, you can see how ridiculous I look in front of a larger life-size picture of me, which is like twice or three times my size. And I'm constantly competing against myself at this event. It's so funny. I'm 5'5" and 120 pounds, and this life-size picture of me is like 9 feet. I look like an NBA basketball star, let me tell you. But it's fun. So having an opportunity to come out, meet everybody, but then identify what your goals are for this year, understand the strategies that you can use right now in the single family space and the multifamily space to dominate, really important. Where to find the right capital for your business, also really important. Some of the mistakes that you can avoid, really important. And these are some of the topics that Rick and I will be talking about today. So I'm going to go ahead and bring him on. It's going to be a lot of fun. Take a lot of notes. Check out Think Realty. Got questions for me throughout the show. Check me out on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I'm kind of everywhere. I love Instagram right now, though. And if you have any questions for Rick, make sure you go to 10x.com. That's 10-x.com. And Rick, are you with me?
I am here.
Awesome. So before I start the show, every single time, I do my best to ask the guest one super, super important question, and that is, are you in a real estate of mind?
I am indeed, and we are indeed as well. So,
awesome.
Yeah, it's a new year. It's time for new strategies and new tactics for real estate investing.
Absolutely. So tell our listeners a little bit about who you are and what you do.
I'm an executive vice president at 10X. 10X is a company that owns two online real estate marketplaces, which I'll talk about in a minute. I've been with the company for about 5 years, do an awful lot of work like this, talking to investors, going out and speaking at conferences, talking to the press about real estate related issues and technology that affects real estate. Prior to this, I spent a couple of years with a company called Carrington, which owns and operates a number of businesses, ranging from a hedge fund to a mortgage company and a real estate brokerage, but all the businesses have to do with residential real estate. Before that, I spent almost 10 years with a company called Realty Track that publishes the largest database of foreclosure information in the country, and I was there when the housing boom and bust and foreclosure tsunami hit, and that's really how I started to get deeply involved in real estate analysis and kind of taking a look at what investors are looking at as well. Before that, I spent most of my career doing technology marketing. So Realty Track was a technology company in real estate, and that's kind of when I pivoted. 10X has been around for 10 years now. It'll be 11 years this summer. Started out as a company called Auction.com, which is still one of our two businesses. And Auction.com is sort of like eBay for institutional real estate. So Auction.com is the largest online platform for bank-owned and foreclosure properties. At any point in time, we probably have 40,000 properties that lenders and government agencies are looking to dispose of. And they do it through online eBay-style auctions with us, or they do them through courthouse auctions, and we work with most of the lenders that all of your listeners will have heard of and all of the government entities as well. We sold collectively over $50 billion worth of properties, both commercial and residential, since we were founded, probably about $9 billion in the last year alone. And we'll typically sell about 60,000 properties a year through the auction.com platform. Our other business may be of interest to some of your listeners. It's called 10X Commercial. And by the way, you can get to either of those websites through the 10X web address that you gave before. There's a link to both of those businesses on our homepage. 10X Commercial is a platform where people can buy and sell commercial real estate online as well. And that ranges from the local Burger King to $95 million office complexes. And so for investors who are looking to kind of branch out from residential properties, maybe they're single-family rental investors but are looking for a duplex or a fourplex to add to their mix, or maybe even a larger apartment complex or a little retail shop, there are opportunities to buy those kind of properties on 10X Commercial. So we cater to investors. We are providing inventory that really can't be found anywhere else. And as you started off your comments today talking about the lack of inventory, you know, those are the gold nuggets that most investors are looking for in today's scarce inventory market.
No, for sure, and I certainly appreciate that background. I've absolutely heard of auction.com. For those of you listening, check it out. It's an incredible site with a lot of resources to find properties and to potentially find some good deals, especially if you know what you're doing. And I'm sure maybe we can talk a little bit about that as well. There are a lot of topics, I think, that are on the table that real estate investors are interested in hearing about, and even potential real estate investors, those just starting to get into the game or kind of interested in poking around real estate and saying, hey, you know, I don't know. You know, I don't know if this is enough or I don't know if this is good enough for me because, you know, quite frankly, I don't want to deal with the market dynamics and the GCs and all this other stuff. You know, whatever. So I want to talk a little bit about kind of where the market is headed. And I know we got to go to break. It's too soon to go to break, but quite frankly, we have to go to break. But the topic's coming up in the next segment, where the market is headed, what types of opportunities exist, in the marketplace right now. I think that's so crucial. You know, I love flipping real estate, single family here in Atlanta. It's been something that I've just kind of been doing over the last many years. And over the last year, year and a half, I've been working now on more apartment complex acquisition and kind of understanding that world and raising for that too. So there's a lot of interesting dynamics for both single family and multifamily that we're about to talk about coming up. Think Realty listeners, here's what I want you to do. Go check out auction.com and also 10-X.com. Learn a little bit more about what 10X is about. You got questions for me? You know how to do it. Go to thinkrealty.com. We have an event coming up in Dallas from February 24th to 26th. Shake my hand. It's going to be great. Got to register though. So go to thinkrealty.com/events. Code name Abby or code word Abby. Abby's my name. So let's go with code name. And stick around. Don't want to miss this. Be right back.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Abhi Golhar after these messages.
If you're serious about maximizing your real estate ROI and want to increase the number of deals you complete, then you need to attend the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Dallas, February 24th and 25th. Buy, sell, network, and learn at this two-day event. We will have lenders, educators, and other resources all focused on elevating your real estate investment achievements. Limited early bird tickets, just $55. The Think Realty Conference and Expo in Dallas, February 24th and 25th. Register now at thinkrealty.com. Where are successful investors turning for the latest news, trends, and insights in real estate? Think Realty Magazine. Sign up for your investor-level membership at thinkrealty.com today to start receiving Think Realty Magazine delivered to your door and inbox every month. Boost your competitive advantage with news from the nation's leading investors, market updates, the hottest investment strategies, and more. Take the next step toward building more wealth. Sign up today at thinkrealty.com.
Are you a real estate investor who still self-manages your rental properties? Need free time to scale and grow your business while saving money? Take 30 minutes and enjoy a free gold strategy session valued at $500. Hello, I'm Linda Liberatore with SecurePay One, the Landlord Helper. We will help you review your property management software, streamline your redundant tasks, and automate features that will save you time and money. Go to mylandlordhelper.com/free for a free $500 strategy review session.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours.
Service.
Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission, license number DC-32.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty listeners, we're back. Let me tell you something. Understanding what markets are doing and where the markets are headed is kind of like brain surgery. You need an MD. Unfortunately, I have an MD, not necessarily a doctor, but an individual that understands how markets play with each other, where they're shifting, what's going on currently in the real estate market. And his name is Rick Sharga. He understands everything about everything. He has the crystal ball and has been able to accurately predict almost everything about everything. So thanks for joining us and imparting some of that market everything knowledge, Rick. That's going to be a lot of fun. Where do you feel the markets are currently and what they're doing?
Yeah, I have to correct you on something, though, before we get into that, which is that I don't accurately predict everything about everything. I've been predicting interest rates are going to go up for the last 5 years and have been wrong consistently for the last 5 years. But I'm going to keep making that prediction because at some point I'll be right.
There you go. RickTheCrystalBall.com.
Where is the market going is the trillion-dollar question, isn't it? We're looking, if you like 2017 from a housing market perspective, you're probably going to love 2018 because it's going to look very, very similar to what we saw last year. We actually saw the number of existing homes sold dip a little bit in 2017 compared to 2016. A little over 5.4 million units were sold. We'll probably maybe nudge up to 5.5 million in 2018. And we will probably see a slight increase in the number of new homes that are sold as well. And that'll probably put us somewhere in the 625 to 650,000 range for new homes. So the market still hasn't fully recovered from the boom and bust cycle. Based on our demographics and based on economic factors and some other stuff that gets fairly complex to wade into, we should probably be selling about 6 million existing homes and about 750,000 new homes a year. So we're not quite there, and one of the reasons is something you mentioned earlier in our discussion, which is simply the lack of inventory. And that that doesn't just mean there's less things for people to buy, but the units that are out there for people to buy tend to be competed over quite a bit, and so prices go up, and that makes some of the properties unaffordable. So inventory is really the biggest headwind facing the market. We don't expect that to get dramatically better this coming year, partly because of the new tax laws that are in place, which will have a negative impact on some of the hotter markets. But generally speaking, we don't expect prices to drop significantly. We don't expect the stilts to come out from under the housing market. It will be slow, steady progress, pretty much like what we've seen for the last few years.
So for those investors that email me and ask, like, hey, you know what? I'm only really interested in investing when this so-called correction is going to hit. Mm-hmm. What do you tell these people? Because for me, it just seems like, why wait, right? Like, not that I'm saying you should make dumb decisions. Absolutely, eyes wide open 110% of the time. But why wait until the market only goes down to invest? Why not start finding deals right now? What do you think the perspective is there? Are they just trying to get an edge and are fearful of the run-up currently?
You know, I don't want to turn the conversation political, but one of the things I remember hearing Donald Trump say years ago at a real estate conference was that successful investors can figure out how to make money in real estate during an up cycle and during a down cycle. And that's, you know, it's easy for me to have a conversation with you and talk about that. It's not my money going out to be invested. But people need to take a somewhat longer view. If you're looking to fix and flip a property in the next 30 days and you're concerned about market volatility because the prices are going to go down dramatically, that's not likely to happen. But I understand the thought process of maybe some of the properties are overpriced, so we don't want to buy them at the peak of the market. We saw people get slaughtered the last time that happened. Prices have come back, but you have to keep in mind that prices today, because of inflation, are only back to 2003, 2004 level prices. So they've come back a lot, but they had fallen off a cliff after the last boom bust cycle. And we haven't had the same kind of outrageously bad lending that we had that precipitated the last cycle. So the prices are a little bit more stable. I don't see a huge correction coming anytime soon. And in fact, the only time we're likely to see much of a correction is if we have another recession. And there's usually, you know, some warning signs that people see before that happens. So two things. One is if you're looking to buy these properties and you're worried about those cycles, you have to take a somewhat longer view. And you may have to shift your focus from a buy-in, a fix-and-flip model to a buy-in and hold model in some cases. If you're renting out a property and you're making a profit on your monthly rent, it really doesn't matter if your property value dips by 5%. Because you're not counting on home price appreciation for the bulk of your return. You're getting your return from your cash flow. So if people are a little bit concerned today about overpaying for a property, maybe they should either be looking at converting over into a rental model where they don't have to be as price sensitive to that purchase price. Or maybe they should be looking for a safer type of investment and one that one that doesn't keep them up at nights wondering about a potential market downturn.
Now, I agree completely. I think if the objective is going to be long-term wealth building and long-term cash flow, then that's the type of perspective we need to have, right? That's why single-family rentals make sense. And appreciation shouldn't factor at all. I think of appreciation as a bonus. In the rental world, right? That's the way that I look at it. I don't care about it from a rental perspective, but hey, you know what? It's if I get a couple cherries on top of my sundae, thank you very much. I'll take it, right?
So a big part of, and you know this from investing, but what most investors mistakenly focus on is the purchase price. What most investors should be focusing on is what their exit strategy is. How are you going to make your returns? Is it going to be monthly cash flow? If it's going to be home price appreciation, that's an entirely different buying strategy. And you shouldn't be worrying about whether there's a downturn. You should be worrying about how deep a discount below market value you can get today.
Yep.
You should be taking a look at how much or how little it's going to cost you to repair the property. What I would say to your listeners is if you're really worried about volatility, keep in mind that in most parts of the country today, the days on market, once you put a property up for sale, the length of time it takes to sell it is under 50 days. I'd have to ask you how deep a drop in home prices anybody would anticipate in less than 2 months. Even when we do see market corrections, they usually don't happen overnight and they usually don't happen that quickly. So real estate is still viewed by many investors, and a lot of foreign investors are coming to the United States buying both residential and commercial real estate as a hedge against more volatile investments in their home countries. And there's a reason people look at it as a safe harbor is because usually, if you're careful, if you make sure you get educated and understand what you're getting into, it's one of the safer investments you can make.
That leads me to a story that I absolutely have to share with you, but we got to go to break. Listen up, Think Realty listeners. There are a couple things that I want you to do. One, if you haven't already, start taking some notes because this is a seriously important conversation, especially for those of you that are listening that want to build long-term wealth. Number two, the story I will share is exactly in line with what Rick is saying, that U.S., the market that we have in the U.S. is absolutely a safe harbor. Believe me, my family has investments in India, and it is a very, very interesting time. So a little bit about that when we come back. Also want to ask Rick about Airbnb and what his thoughts are on that instead of just a easy monthly tenant for a long-term rental. Also talking a little bit more about inventory issues and what strategies investors can take now to dominate 2018. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty listeners, we're back. I'm your host, Abhi Golhar. Now, I know throughout the show you have questions. Believe me, if I were you, I'd have questions for me too. So here's how you do it. Here's how you ask your question. Get in touch with me. You can stalk me online. No big deal. It's a lot of fun to do that. I know you're a pro at it. So check me out on Instagram. I'm all over the place on Instagram. It's so much fun. You can DM me, ask me a question, and I generally like sending video responses back, so that's really cool. If you want to be super-duper professional with a suit and tie on, no big deal. You can find me on LinkedIn. Alternatively, if you want to shake my hand in person, come join me at thinkrealty.com and also come to Dallas. It's going to be a lot of fun, February 24th through the 26th. So what you want to do, you want to go to thinkrealty.com/events/events. And scroll down until you see Atlanta, register. It's going to be awesome. And then it's going to ask you for a code word or a code name. Because I'm so James Bond-like, you'll type in Abhi, A-B-H-I. I have my own little code word there, essentially a nice little pat on the back, letting them know where you found out about the event. And then I'll see you in Dallas. It'll be super fun, super cool, super awesome. And learn a lot about yourself, learn a lot about the Dallas market and what's going on nationwide on top of the education you're already receiving on this show. My guest today is Rick Sharga from 10X, Executive Vice President of 10X, and we're going to continue the conversation about real estate investing, specifically single-family rentals. And before we do, I want to talk to you a little bit about what he was saying before the break about the U.S. being a nice safe harbor for foreign investors. You know, there's a lot of activity in real estate and just in business in India. And I generally go back once a year. My family has a business there and I have a lot of family back home. And let me tell you, I can't even begin to grasp how to do business in India. And I am Indian. Like, it is so tough. And I give a lot of credit to my dad and his youngest brother for putting this together and moving it forward. But, you know, just working with the banking regulations and the government and the local people, it's really, really, really tough. And sometimes I take it for granted until I go back and I travel back to India and I'm like, holy cow, it's really tough. I totally take it for granted that I can go down to the city and they have everything in line and they have all my permits ready and they have everything recorded. It isn't necessarily the case there. So I completely agree, Rick, with what you're saying about the U.S. being a safe harbor. It attracts a lot of foreign investment from India, China, Australia, and other places around the world, even like Canada. Canadians and even Mexicans, they love investing here in the U.S. That's a lot of fun. And we were talking about single-family rentals. We were talking about how paying attention to appreciation as a single-family rental investor because you're investing for the long term doesn't necessarily make a whole lot of sense. That's more like a bonus. But I do have a question for you because there are a lot of folks out there that will say, well, what do you think about Airbnb versus just a yearly tenant, yearly renter that will give you a payment every month? What do you think about those folks that are asking that? Do you think that Airbnb is a better way to go than renting just traditionally, or does it matter on the market? What are your thoughts?
Well, the one of the big dependencies is which market you're in. If you're in a big metro area, New York, San Francisco, a place like that, there are entrenched interests that are trying to make Airbnb illegal. So you need to have a sense of what the political environment is like in your own market. And it's probably less of an issue in smaller areas or in areas that are a little bit more relaxed when it comes to things like hotel licenses. But Airbnb has been, you know, one of those great success stories. It's still, relatively speaking, in its infancy. I believe the last numbers I saw were something like 600,000 units that are being rented out. Might be a little bit more than that now. In contrast, there's 16 million single-family homes that are being rented on a monthly basis to tenants. So you're talking about an enormous difference in scale and opportunity. And you have people who are always looking for a place to live, whereas the travel industry is a bit more of a volatile cycle, where if you have a little bit of an economic downturn, even if it's not a local economic downturn or a national economic downturn, it could be another country, you can have impact on the travel industry. So I do think there's an opportunity in Airbnb. You're going to have to take a look at your local market. You have to take a look at local travel trends. You have to see what kind of hotels you're competing with, and make sure that your local government is not disposed against allowing Airbnb type of rental units, because that is something we're seeing pushback from. The hotel lobbies have been pretty aggressive in trying to push through some of that legislation to make it very difficult for people to do those short-term rentals.
And that's why I think if we're only looking at acquiring rentals for Airbnb, that's a little bit of a challenge, right? Like, I wouldn't be interested in paying a little bit more because I know that I can make a little bit more on Airbnb. That's a really difficult position to be in. I would only want to make sure that when I'm buying single family rentals, that my numbers work for a single family rental. And then if Airbnb kind of makes sense for me, then I'll do it. Otherwise, that's a little bit of a challenge.
My experience has been that the type of property you would buy for a single family rental unit is probably quite a bit different than the kind of property you'd buy for an Airbnb unit. And it's not necessarily the structure or the square footage or the number of beds and baths. It tends to be the location. Your Airbnb locations are going to either be somewhere where there's a lot of entertainment and recreation, where people might go on a vacation, or somewhere in a business center so that people are close to where they're going to be headed for meetings and things like that. We're seeing a growing number of the single-family rental units being more traditional suburban locations, and that's not necessarily where the predominant amount of Airbnb renters are going to be looking to rent. So I'd suggest that's another variable to factor into this as well. It's not necessarily just the type of property. If you're in Miami and you want to buy a condo to use as an Airbnb downtown, that might make more sense than trying to buy that as a single-family rental unit, just because of the number of vacant condos there are in that area. Atlanta's going to be a different story, and Pennsylvania's going to be a different story. So it really depends on where you are and what the needs are for the types of housing that you're going to provide as a landlord. And that's really the way to look at it, is what need are you meeting as a landlord, as an investor, not necessarily where you think you can make the most money, because that, if you don't start with the customer in mind, typically that's where you get yourself in trouble.
Yeah, that's very well said. I mean, we have to look at local, super, super, super hyper-local communities, and then understand exactly what the needs are there. If it's a community that is struggling with a school and they're doing their best to improve the school, how can we be of service to that? And then as a result of that, there will always be those opportunities. We're almost headed into a break real quick. Rick, I have a question.
One more quick point on Airbnbs, and I'll
go for it.
Keep an eye on taxes. And licensing that might come as a surprise. I wouldn't be surprised if Airbnbs do become more readily available from a local government standpoint if the governments don't start trying to get a little bit of revenue from the owners. So you might want to factor that into your calculations if you're interested in doing an Airbnb kind of property.
And to that point as well, if you're buying a condo in a high-rise, for example, the HOA may say, hey, sorry, I mean, we're at capacity for the number of units that we can rent, and that will totally destroy your hopes of being an Airbnb master. So, eyes wide open. I think that's definitely the theme of this show. My guest, Rick Sherga, make sure that you get in touch with him and his team. If you have any questions, go to 10-x.com. Got questions for me? Go to thinkrealty.com or anywhere online. Hint, Instagram. Be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
If you
you're serious about maximizing your real estate ROI and want to increase the number of deals you complete, then you need to attend the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Dallas, February 24th and 25th. Buy, sell, network, and learn at this two-day event. We will have lenders, educators, and other resources all focused on elevating your real estate investment achievements. Limited early bird tickets, just $55. The Think Realty Conference and Expo in Dallas, February 24th and 25th. Register now at thinkrealty.com. Listen up, investors. Where can you find educational tools and videos, industry insights, lists of wholesalers, lenders, and REI groups, plus deep discounts from top national home improvement retailers, all exclusively designed for real estate investors and all in one place? ThinkRealty.com. Sign up for your free intro-level Think Realty membership today. Think time. Think wealth. Think purpose. ThinkRealty.com. It's a real estate of mind.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Are you a real estate investor who still self-manages your rental properties? Need more free time to scale and grow your business while saving money and freeing up time? Take 30 minutes and enjoy a free gold strategy session valued at $500 from SecurePay One. SecurePay One, the landlord helper, can field calls from residents, handle day-to-day issues, software, legal, and payments. Visit mylandlordhelper.com/free for a free $500 strategy session with the SecurePay One team. Sign up at mylandlordhelper.com.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty listeners, guess what? We are on the home stretch, the last 10 minutes of the show where I just squeeze all that content, all that information out of Rick as I can with three questions. So we're going to give that a shot. But I must say, if you want to get in touch with Rick during the break, he's like, you know what? It's probably a better idea that we give him a shout out to LinkedIn and Twitter. So do it. You can look up Rick Sharga on LinkedIn and also on Twitter. at Rick Sharga, S-H-A-R-G-A. Is that correct, Rick? Did I properly spell your last name?
That is correct. You got it.
Awesome. Sounds good. Now, Twitter's kind of fun. I enjoy Twitter. So before the break, we've been having a great conversation just about Airbnb, about a rental investor's mindset. I think that's really cool. But I do want to take the conversation a little bit more inward and identify where some of these opportunities exist. Where are you seeing the opportunities right now? Primary markets, more secondary markets, because primary markets are becoming a little bit more unaffordable. What are you seeing out there?
Well, if you follow the money and see where the bigger investors have gone, they've shifted away from the coasts, especially California and the Pacific Northwest, and they started to move into the southeastern states and to some extent the midwestern states, where they're looking for properties that are priced at $100,000 or below, 1,500 square feet, three beds, two baths, that they can rent out at a profit. We have some investors we work with at auction.com who live on the coast but do all their investing around Detroit because they can buy properties very inexpensively there, fix them up, and rent them out at a really good return. So we're seeing a lot of those areas of the country really turning into very lucrative areas for single-family rental investors. If you're a fix-and-flipper, you want to look for market characteristics that are a little different. You want to look for very low inventory, very high demand, rapidly appreciating price markets. And you might look at places like coastal California for that. You might look at places in South Florida for that. There are some parts of Texas, Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, that are very, very strong for that kind of market. So it really just depends on what your investing strategy is. But there's opportunities everywhere. We've done some research last year. One of the hottest markets in the country was Columbus, Ohio. So almost no matter where you are in the country, there's an opportunity to do some sort of investing.
Columbus, Ohio. Man, I'm a Michigan guy. I can't deal with Ohio.
you're never going to invest in Columbus.
I'm staying so far away from the state of Ohio. I just don't even. No, but I
think
agree.
About right? it. If you invest in Columbus and overcharge for rent, you're actually getting back at them. So that could work.
You know what? You know that's a really good idea. I'm going to do that. You know, Go Blue Real Estate Investments LLC. And rent is whatever market rate is plus $700 a month.
There you go.
You get free Wi-Fi. That's throttled after the first 250 megabytes of use. Now I think what you're saying, I love what you're saying, and I'm a huge fan of just markets that make sense, right? Here in Atlanta, you're starting to see the smarter investors go to secondary markets like a Macon, like a Noonan, like a Douglasville or a Lawrenceville. It makes sense because you'll see a little bit more yield. Prices aren't so crazy out there. But if you want to deal with it, there are still opportunities to be had in Kirkwood and East Atlanta that you can pick up, and maybe that's a build-to-rent product, right? Maybe you have 3 acres, and you can build rental products on there. So I'm a big fan of that. But I think in a hot market, in a market that is where demand is overflowing, inventory is tough to find right now, we have to get a little bit more creative in our acquisition strategies and our approach to that. Are you finding any specific strategy to buy or to find properties better than others that you're kind of hearing on the street?
Well, I probably wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't do another shout out to auction.com on that one, only because there's typically about 40,000 properties on the site that you literally can't find anywhere else. They're not being marketed elsewhere. So for investors, that really is a gold mine. You want to probably take a look at other similar auction sites that might be out there and just do a search for auction sites, because typically those are exclusive listings. They are also typically the kind of properties that are really meant for investors. You don't want your typical homeowner getting into those properties. Investor clubs where realtors are typically welcome are often a good place to find some of these properties before they hit the market. If it were me, I would probably be making friends with a lot of local realtors who might get their hands on investment properties early in the game. Then it's just staying vigilant. I mean, the truth of the matter is there's just not a ton of inventory. The house builders have not come back in a major way yet. And in a lot of cases, we were talking about price sensitivity earlier. you may have to actually outbid that home buyer to get a property that you can hang on to as a rental. So if you're really price sensitive, this is a tough market for you to be a part of.
No, for sure. And I think I like the auction.com idea. There are a couple of people that actually build their acquisition strategy around at auction.com only. So I think that is an incredible tool for folks to use. If you haven't checked that out, auction.com, make sure you do that. And I actually might put together a little tutorial video on how to use it too. So make sure that you check out thinkrealty.com over the next maybe couple of months as I introduce those topics, as well as the markets change and kind of what I'm seeing in terms of good ways to buy property. But
if you're new to the investing game, you also might want to look for realtors who specialize in working with investors. We actually have a realtor we've worked with who works with investors and buys all their inventory from us, either at the courthouse steps or online. And she works with investors who have an interest, who have the capital, but don't have the time or the expertise to do this themselves. And there are realtors out there who specialize in working with investors in that way. They'll go find the deals for you. You become the capital partner. And for a lot of people, that's a much easier way to get into this market than trying to do everything themselves.
And I think you said right there, I mean, relationships are so key. And there are real estate investors that understand the investing perspective too. I'm sorry, real estate agents that understand the investing perspective because they see a lot of them all day long, right? Sometimes they choose not to work with them, but look for those agents whose business primarily comprises of real estate investors and then kind of ask them around, right? Ask around and see like what areas are booming, what areas are not, where the trend's headed. And I think a lot of what we've been talking about on the show drives directly to your local markets. Right. How do you find this data? You have to attend some of the HOA meetings, the homeowner association meetings of the small communities, get to know the people, go to the city, talk to the planning department, see what's going on, see where the growth is headed, and then work with agents that have expertise in these areas to say, hey, what opportunities exist now in the past, and what do you expect to happen here in the future?
There are also websites like my old friends at Realty Track. And there's another company called Property Radar that have lists of distressed inventory a lot of times before it gets to the foreclosure auction. And reaching out to those homeowners who have fallen on difficult financial times but may have a little bit of equity in their house often becomes a win-win opportunity for investors. You get a property a little bit below market value, but the homeowner doesn't lose a property to foreclosure or sometimes is willing to become a renter if you take over the mortgage. So there are a lot of creative ways to do that. There's more online resources available for investors today than there ever have been before. Websites like Zillow and Realtor.com and Trulia and Redfin have a ton of local market information. So you don't use those sites just for the listings or just to see, what a make-believe price on a house should be. But you can use them to do a lot of research on your local markets, school districts and crime rates and so forth and so on.
And a lot of that comes right back to understanding the background before you make any type of purchasing decision. Otherwise, we'll be talking about you on the show, and that's not fun. as a mistake not to be had. Realty listeners, it's been a pleasure. It's been so much fun. Rick, thank you so much for being on the show. Make sure to check out Rick on LinkedIn and Twitter at Rick Sharga, S-H-A-R-G-A. And ask him any questions that you want. Again, he's the man with the crystal ball. Maybe not. Neither am I. He has the crystal ball as much as I have the crystal ball about how much air pressure is in my tires in a car that I don't own. And that's the show. You got any questions for me? Get in touch. You know how to do it. Go to Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, or just go to thinkrealty.com. Until next time, happy hunting.
The show is over, but Abhi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind, online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609. Or at biztalkradio.com.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
BizTalk Radio,